Thank you, Chairperson. Let me first express our appreciation to the activities of the committee. Last week we had the review of Japan, and the discussion was very rich, and we appreciate the interest with which the members of the committee had discussions with the delegation from Japan. We feel that the issue of enforced disappearance is a very important issue of to the international community, and we are supporting the campaign to double the accession of states. We have been approaching countries in our region to ratify the instrument. And we have one suggestion. Well, we in the UPR of Malaysia, Malaysian government expressed its intention to consider acceding to all the main human rights treaties. And we, in our recommendation, we recommended that at the UPR that Malaysia accede to this treaty. And one suggestion that we would like to make is that perhaps the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights and maybe even the committee members or the committee could take this kind of opportunity of UPR to approach the states which have not yet ratified this convention. Another point is a question regarding the the reporting or the review after the first review is finished. And I think, Chairperson, you mentioned the example of Mexico. We would like to know more about how, once the first review is done, how do you proceed on to the second or the following reviews or various interactions with the committee. And I would also add that if the second review or the second report would have would not cover the same sort of scope as the first, because you have covered many issues in your first review, I think that would lessen the burden for reporting and other burdens on the for member states. Third point is a question regarding the guidelines regarding search for the location of the disappeared persons. We would like to know, give us an idea of what sort of a guideline is being considered by your committee. Thank you very much.